For me, I see that when I thank somebody for his gifts, I am thanking something for somebody who is far from me. That makes a distance, a separate person. Do you understand?
Okay, you're saying if you thank someone that is not close to you,
if you thank someone, then you're separating yourself, so you're being one. If you thank them, you're separating yourself from them.
You are saying, as you understand it here, you're saying when you thank someone, because you are thanking the other person, you separate yourself from other person, kind of brings a separation between the two, instead of just doing for each other without thanking. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, that is why when somebody do something for me around here, I say, thanks God. So it means that it's in God doing it to you, but really all thanks go to Him, as we mentioned many times. So the reason we brought up thanking other people was being thankful, being humble. It's not really, you have to thank all the time, you know, for every person who does anything for you. But be humble and thankful actually within yourself that people are nice and done things for you. And at the same time, realize really they haven't done nothing, but as they've done, your spirit has come through them and done it for you. So in that sense, really you don't have to thank anyone but God, for they were instrumental to thanks, to do something for you. So in essence, you really don't have to thank them. But being thankful of the things God has provided for us is being humble. Even if you're polite and thank people often, people would find you humble. Okay, because a humble person would thank other person. If you, even a stranger give you something and say thank you, the stranger would become much nicer and mellower toward you, because he or she thinks that you have are humble enough or polite. They call it polite, but it's really a polite person is a humble person. So it is real living in a society that still doesn't understand this teaching in a deeper level. So we cannot go ahead and say thanks God instead of thanking them. So we might say, tell them thank you, but they should understand that of course they are instruments of God, and that does not create any separation if we are coming from the essence and a good place. Okay. But if you say, oh thank you, and just walk away, it's just like, oh okay, I just wanted you to do this for me, now I got it, bye bye. I don't want nothing to do with you. That's what creates separation. But if you are thanking his essence or her essence, then your essence is thanking the essence of a person, and there is no separation between these two, as you are both are a God's manifestation. But of course, you know, better than that, realize that God is doing it for you, and if you do something for other person also, you are not doing it, but it's God is doing. So you thank God for providing this opportunity to serve other person, and other person also thanks God for coming to you and serving you. In that essence, again, there is no separation. But the point really is that thanking God and be thankful for what He has done for us is to make us humble. And he who is the humblest, he is the greatest in heaven. So by understanding this thing, not create that separation that I am thanking you as a separate person. That separation doesn't mature. But I am thanking God, it's doing it through you. But when we are thanking God Himself, if we are one with God, we don't have to thank Him because we are one and we are humble by that one. It's not a wording thing, okay? It's something that you have to become it, to be it, okay? So if you are really one with God and there is no separation, then still you are thankful in your heart that you have reached that point of oneness with Him. And you see His beauty, His power, His creation, His compassion and mercy, and you always feel out and humble with His beauty and are willing to do His will. So another way of thanking God is doing His will. But when you're doing His will, it means what? It means I love you, I appreciate you, I understand your compassion for humanity and the universe. Therefore, I want to do your will. So I'm humble. Again, and I'm thanking God that one is complete. So, again, it depends where you're coming from. Where you're coming from, make it to be one or not. Okay? That attitude. Well, attitude is very important, but meditation, when reaching the point of oneness with God and with others, is very important than being, if we are separated, we are thanking someone from that separated point, yes, there is a separation still in place. Okay. So it's not the thankfulness, but where are we at ourselves makes us being one or separate from other people. Does it make sense? If not, go ahead.
Okay, that's acceptable.